there. From that first day I was there, when we came to our, to the campus here, and we had to convince lecturers who were scared, whose livelihood was threatened, to stick with the story and not walk away. People were despondent. They didn't know whether we were going to get paid. But thanks to Marcel and Noel, who led, they believed in the story. And that story is a success. And it's only going to get better. From year to year, we've seen Cornerstone grow. And it's growing. It's not a big university, but it's a boutique university. There's a specific niche of learner that finds a home there, that doesn't find a home in the likes of the UCTs and UWCs and the other big universities. And thanks to you and your team for the way you've brought a bankrupt university into something that's washing its own face now. And that's just through hard work and tenacity. And I want to congratulate you for that, Noel.
Well, Gary, you know, the show tonight is really about you as the governor of Cornerstone, the contribution that you've made in, as a community champion. But yes, what I really like about what you're saying is that it was a collective effort, continues to be a collective effort, and we really appreciate the contribution that you've made. And, you know, as one of the governors of Cornerstone, I think your complete subscription and belief in Cornerstone's vision of teaching and learning in service of others to advance human dignity and social justice for all has made it work.
Learn to change the world.
By enrolling at Cornerstone Institute, you are choosing to join a learning community to change the world. We offer degrees, short courses, and certificates. Go to cornerstone.ac.za or visit our campus to enroll. Change begins here.
Learn to change the world.
Cornerstone is registered with the Department of Higher Education and Training as a private, not-for-profit institution.
So, Gary's insights into what Cornerstone stands for is really revealing. And as the listeners may know, for the last 14 weeks, we've run a series of what we call critical dialogues. And tonight, the series, or the first season of critical dialogues on Bush Radio, came to an end. You may know that we've been running these critical dialogues since 2016. So we're now in our fifth year of running critical dialogues, but we've never really run it on a radio station in the way that we have over the last 14 weeks. Over the 14 weeks, we featured a number of guest speakers, presenters, and the topics were absolutely wide-ranging, covering everything from community health, wellness and the arts, to mental health awareness in South Africa, what's the point of 16-day activism against gender-based violence, what to do with our waste, dealing with climate change, servant leadership, indigenous knowledge systems, local government, sports and the national psyche. And tonight we also featured a show that reflected on the work of the South African film and TV industry, giving us hope for a new tomorrow. Gary, what do you think of all these topics that we've chosen and the whole concept of critical dialogues?
I must admit, Noel, that when you called me, you actually made me go and look at all these people that had spoken over the years. And that to me, was an eye-opener, okay? That in itself, if listeners and potential sponsors will just go and listen to the stories of all these champions, and indeed champions, it makes me minuscule into what these previous champions have done. I want to commend you for that. The people that you get, and the nice thing about all these people that had spoken on this diverse range of topics is that if you look at their CVs, they are still continuing to study and broadening their educational horizon. They haven't stopped. They are continuing and it can only bode well if you have people like that and people who are prepared to be associated with the likes of Cornerstone and are thinking along critical dialogue, moving away from critical learning to critical dialogue, engaging with people, asking those difficult questions which we didn't ask during critical learning. And it's worked in difficult places. We've seen the conflicts that they've had in America, where people had to have these conversations, not shallow but deep conversations. What it's taught me when you listen to all these people is that instead of jumping in at the beginning, you start first listening to what other people have to say, and then you give your input. So I want to commend you as well as Cornerstone on that. And it's an appeal to business people and things. Just say, if you have some time, listen to what some of these people have done. Look at what Cornerstone and in which direction they're going. Your help is needed when this university, and you're here there, you can see that they're embarking on a wonderful program.
Thank you for pointing that out, Gary, because really, you know, the series of critical dialogue deals with a range of very, very important issues that people don't necessarily speak about easily, as you pointed out. And we, at Cornerstone, we bring these issues to the surface, and we do appeal to funders and businesses and people who are prepared to sponsor initiatives like this to help us to continue to spread this message. And I'd just like to pause and say that we had made such an appeal in the first round during our first season, and one company came to the party, as it were, and that was the New Era Group, that is led by Colin Durries, and they gave us a donation towards covering the cost of running this program. And Colin, tonight I want to say a huge thank you to you. We are grateful for the support that you've given us and the inspiration that you provide for us never to give up. And so this is a very opportune moment for me to say happy birthday to you, Colin. I know it's your birthday today, and I appreciate the difference that you are making in the work that you are doing in supporting our communities, especially our communities of artists and musicians in Cape Town. So, Gary, thank you for that plug around the support that we need. So, tied to the critical dialogue program that we ran from 7 till 9 o'clock on a Thursday night, the last hour from 9 to 10, the hour that we're in now, Gary, we ran a series of featuring of individuals that we called community champions. And these are outstanding people, members of our communities, who go out and really help our communities to really make life better, not only for themselves, but for the people around them, their families and their neighborhoods and particular interest groups that they work in. And we had a range of them, 14, in fact, you number 14. And we've actually want to say to you, Gary, that you are actually in very, very good company, as you have indicated, because this distinguished group of people are all major contributors to community life in our country and in our city, and in fact globally in many instances as well. So this takes us to Gary's next song, which is his final choice of song. And what we want to say to the community champions that we featured on the show is that they're not just weekend specials. They are lifelong specials.
You don't have the chance to call. those of you out there feeling that you missed your chance at getting a higher education, there's still time. Make 2022 your year and grab the chance. Whether you're after a degree or a higher certificate, Cornerstone Institute offers an extensive range of programs from psychology and business to community development and education. With so many options, your future couldn't be brighter. Applications are now open, so visit cornerstone.ac.za today to enroll. Your future starts at Cornerstone.
About Brenda Fassie.
Yeah.
What an incredible party song. Gary, you chose that as your top song for the night. What is it about the song that you love?
Noel said, what an incredible party song, but what an incredible artist.
Mm-hmm.
I call Brenda Fassie's song the Rainbow Song, because across races, any party you go to, when this song plays, people dance. They are happy. Brenda, sadly, as far as I'm concerned, died way too soon. She was such a fantastic artist. I remember how she sang for Madiba, and she sang this song, and I think she took a banana over to him. And while she was singing, this schoolgirl from Guguletu, just such a fantastic song. But it's also got a lot of other, and this is a shout out to all the artists, because I don't even recall that there was a big fight over the royalties, where the producers wanted the royalties, and the son succeeded in getting the royalties to the song. So it's a feel-good song that our artists who are always exploited and things, and sometimes who dive in abject poverty, at least this is a special song, because here we had a son that can, not some random wealthy person, but a son who can share in his mother's glory. That to me just caps this whole weekend special. It makes it so, so special, the song.
Didn't I tell you that Gary's such an amazing storyteller? I consider him to be one of the most underrated storytellers. Tonight we were talking to filmmakers, and they were saying that one of the problems we face is that we don't have enough material, we don't have enough content to make film, to make TV series. I think they must talk to Gary Jansen, because there's a lot there that Gary can share that will help us to tell our stories. And this song, as we said, is dedicated to the community champions that came onto the show. They all are lifelong special. And I would like to, as Gary had indicated, give them a shout out and say thank you to all of them. Number one, the Nadia Baron. Show number two, Basir Dramat. Number three, Elvis DeBeco. Number four, Crystal Janica. The fifth guest was Howard Johnson. The sixth guest was Charmaine Iwu. Then we had Sean Villune, our seventh guest, followed by Nazima Muhammad. Then Jason Maguda. Kumi Naidu was the 10th guest. 11th guest, Rudy Bass. The 12th guest was John Valmink. The 13th guest was Pam Limtati. And tonight, of course, we have Gary Jansen. Thank you, all of you. What a fantastic guest Gary has been. He continues to build and live his legacy every day of his life. Final wise words of inspiration Gary, to our listeners, all 88,000 of them.
I just think that we all got a story to tell, but we must make it a good story. And that's what I want people to remember. We've got a story, and there's no reason why everybody's story can't be a good story.
Thank you, Gary. That's so beautiful. Real food for thought. I think we want to jump up and applaud Gary as we're sitting in the studio. And so that's how we have to end our Community Champions series until next season. And we are very grateful to everyone who has supported this pilot of Community Champions, especially Bush Radio 89.5 FM, without whom obviously none of this would have happened. Big thanks to Brenda Leonard, Adrian Lowe, Samantha Salier, Mkuzeli Vito, and most especially Thomas Cedric. Thomas, I know you're listening. You're out there. You've been working with us closely for all 14 weeks of the season. You are all at Bush Radio truly a special bunch of people. We want to thank all the presenters and guests. And as we go back to the drawing board and plan for the rest of 2022, we hope to get inputs from everybody who's been involved, including you, the listeners, and any ideas that you might have to improve. We welcome you to get in touch with us at Cornerstone Institute via our website or call us, email us. Just Google Cornerstone Institute. We're very, very easy to find. Again, Gary, a huge thank you to you, because with your support and the support of the board, we would not be able to do what it is that we've done with regard to this series in our partnership that we created with Bush Radio. So I'm grateful to the Cornerstone team who have made a consistent effort to make this project work, and I thank all of them from the bottom of my heart. Especially, I want to thank Basid Dramat, Rhys Adams, Danny Peterson, Oral Mukando, and Judith Makuna Garish, who all have been so committed in helping us make these programs work. A special mention has to be made of the inimitable Ryan Fortune. There are many more people working in the background to help this engagement work. And I encourage you to watch Cape Town TV every Tuesday at 1 p.m. and Thursday at 10 p.m. until the 3rd of February to catch episodes of the Critical Dialogue. And I ask you to pay special attention to the credits, where you'll note the names of the various people who have been involved in this project. If you go to our website, cornerstone.ac.za, and you type in Community Champions, you'll be able to listen to all 14 episodes of the series. So, I want to end the show, and I'm going to ask our sound engineers to make a selection of their favorite song that will then play us out. And so, let me now say, this is your host, Noel Daniels, on Cornerstone CEO Chat with Community Champion, signing off for tonight and for the season. And whatever you do, please think about furthering your studies. As Nelson Mandela said, education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world. Ciao.
Too much, too clean, I'm tired. I don't foster. serious enough. Yeah, a big time player. A trip too big in Kanya. I went Kaiser. Yeah, Tina said gym. Yeah, too hot like a heater. My neck done froze like winter. Pompeyum, liquor. Yeah, straight some big picture. MJ on the shit, thriller. Funny vibes every night.
Baby, I forget. The couple the best. To the full set, all time I got jet. The living up, but this. Oh yes, my baby's a oh yes. Oh yes, my baby's a oh yes. Before the kick up a dumb period, I'm gonna make a divev. Baby, I forget. The couple the best. To the full set, all time I got jet. The living up, but this. Oh yes, my baby's a oh yes. Oh yes, my baby's a oh yes. Before the kick up a dumb period, I'm gonna make a divev.
Like vodka, yeah. Pull up in a beam, too much too clean and tall. I don't force her, serious enough. A big time player, trip too big in Kanye. I went flexing, yeah. Tina said gym, yeah. Too hot like a heater. My neck done froze like winter. Don't put it on. Liquor, yeah, straight on big picture. MJ on the shit, thriller. Funny vibes every night. Answer, non calagas, coaster, yeah, a pistol like poker. Huh. Pull up in a beam, too much too clean and tall. I don't foster, serious and other, yeah, a big time player. A trip too big in Kanye. I went, flexer, yeah, Tina said gym, yeah. Too hot like a heater. My neck done froze like winter. Don't put it on. Liquor, yeah. Straight home, big picture. MJ on the sheet, thriller. Funny vibes every night. Enter.
Was our selected community champion for this week in conversation with Noel Daniels, CEO of Cornerstone Institute. We hope you enjoyed this last hour and that you feel inspired to go out and make a positive change in your community and society at large. Join us next week for another installment and please visit cornerstone.ac.za to find out how you can learn to change the world.
Soldier. press up, push up, and learn. So you, hey yo, zagutala, zagutala, zase move, zase move. Asiko iska sone wana no no. Hey yo, press up, push up, and learn. So you. Press up, push up, handle, so you.